Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Makis, Perig Aleph Mishnah Beis. Once again, Reuven and Shimon are our Edom Zaymimim. By the way, if your name happens to be Reuven or Shimon, we don't mean you. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Me'iden Anu Be'ish Ploini. Reuven and Shimon said, we testify that so-and-so, that Levi owes his friend 200 zuz. Shechayiv l'chaveri mesayim zuz, that Levi owes his friend 200 zuz. Turns out that they're Edom Zaymimim. They claim they saw Yaakov give Levi the 200 zuz on a specific day, in a specific place. And along come Yisachar and Zvulun and say, you're with us on that day in a different place. Zak the Mishnah, Loiken, they both get Malkus, Umashlimen, and they have to pay the 200 zuz to Levi that they wanted Levi to lose. Why? Shaloi Hashem, ha-mevi'a l'day makis, mevi'a l'day tashlum. There are two separate psukim. There's one pasuk that says he's chayav malchus. That pasuk says you're not allowed to say false edus. Then there's another pasuk. Avasisam leikah shezamim lasis liachiv. Do to him what he wanted to do to his friend. So, Reuven and Shimon, you lied, but that you get malchus. There's another pasuk that says we also have to punish you by having to pay what you wanted to make Levi pay. Divi Rabbi Meir, as I held Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim say, here's the rule. Kol ha-meshalem, whoever pays, ein loika does not get malchus. You can't punish someone twice for the same crime. We learned that from the pasuk. You punish him kedei rishasai, val risha achas ata mechayivoi, vi ata mechayivi al shtei rishayis. So Enochanam, your mayor tain is two separate psukim, but lamaisa, it's one act. You're still punishing them twice for the same thing. You're punishing Reuven and Shimon for testifying against Levi. So it's either malchus or money, not both. And whenever there's a choice of malchus or money, they pay money. Once again, Reuven and Shimon testified that Levi is chayav someone 200 zuz. It turns out that they were Edom Zaymimim. According to a mayor, they get punished twice. Malchus, because they were over on the lab of lying, Lysana. They also have to pay the 200 zuz, because the Torah says, do to Edom Zaymimim what they wanted to do to someone else. The Chachamim say no. As long as it was one crime, they pay and don't get Malchus. Can't be punished twice for the same thing.